make Watergate. Are you familiar with the movie Hangar 18?
Yes.
Well, what I'm wondering, is it possible that something like this could have happened, and is it conceivable that the Pentagon could cover something like this up?
There are documented now probably 10 or 12 cases of crashes. We can't say that we accept them all at this point, but there are some that we do accept. We do have some documents with J. Edgar Hoover's signature on them, where he's describing his anger about not being able to get to the scene quick enough because the evidence had already been retrieved. And we have at least 80 witnesses to one crash back in 47. So we do have some hard evidence, I would say, as far as crashes go. Yes, whether they've got the bodies in any particular location, that's hard to say.
Yeah, I know, Hollywood will tell you anything to come, get you to come see their movie.
Well, did you see how they ended the movie?
Yeah.
The only way they could end it, I guess.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm,
thank you for calling Nighttime. How about filling us in on Hangar 18 for those of us who haven't seen it?
Well, it's a typical Hollywood production about retrieval of a craft and finding the bodies and how they tried to figure out how the craft operated and why it was there. And then when they found out the answer, the government decided they had to destroy the hangar and the people inside. And when they bombed it, the people that were inside the craft were able to survive it because they were in the craft. And that's how the movie ended. Typical Hollywood production. But the story about Hangar 18 goes back to reports of actual craft, parts of craft and bodies being stored in a hangar at Wright-Patterson.
You said that the crash in 47, you have some hard evidence from that. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there is a movie that's out on videotape. Now, here's another thing. If you're interested in this type of thing and have a videotape recorder, UFOs are real. It's available through Photomat. And you can also get it at least one location in Mount Vernon at the video place there, Budget Video. And it describes and shows photographs of the parts of a crash saucer. And the photographs, of course, go back to 1947, and it goes into lengthy detail how the investigation was conducted, how the information came over the wire services about it, and how it was changed. How the FBI intervened to stop the message from being transmitted, and how the craft was hauled on an aircraft under security guard, and a balloon that was deflated with some sticks and other pieces of who knows what was hauled to the scene, and a hoax was perpetrated by the government. And we have the officers' names that were involved in it. General Ramey was involved in it. And the news release said that it was some type of balloon that was found, and it's a definite cover-up.
But you don't know what happened to the parts of the saucer?
They were hauled off to somewhere, but it's hard to say where. But we do know one of the men that was there that handled the pieces is still alive. And he says the pieces were very thin, almost like aluminum foil, but could not be bent. And they had some types of inscriptions on them. Shows photographs of him when he was younger holding the pieces, actually. And it's pretty amazing.
The number is 477-8811. We'll return in just a moment on Nighttime.
Hi, everybody. Located at 1413 North Heidelback, one block south of the Triplets.
We've got about 2 minutes left, Francis, and I guess the thing that I want to get to here, I suppose all of us are skeptic to a certain extent about UFOs. Anything that we can't put our finger on and say, hey, there it is, I can prove it exists. But yet, you are a believer. You say UFOs definitely are out there.
Well, Joe, it's not a belief system, and we know the sun's not there, or we know the sun's out there, but yet we can't actually reach out and feel it and touch it. And it's just a matter of accepting the evidence.
Do you think the time will come when we will be able to have some true hard evidence, a crashed vehicle or whatever it might be?
Well, there have been reported crashes, and the information is being withheld. It's hard to say how long they could continue to hold it, but I would say it's eventual. Whenever we're ready for it, I assume we'll get it, you know.
There is definitely the possibility that the government is covering up.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
But there's got to be somebody in the government who perpetrated the cover-up.
Definitely.
And you would usually in our government, eventually somebody steps forward and tells the story.
That's right. In the Watergate, the thing that we experienced with Watergate is very insignificant compared to this, because that was mostly political. This is something much more far-reaching.
Francis, we thank you for coming and spending 2 hours with us to talk about UFOs, unidentified flying objects. It's been a most interesting evening.
Thank you.
And we thank you for taking time to be here with us this evening. Francis Ridge, the Public Relations Director for Kendra Oil and a UFO investigator. If you have a sighting and you want to tell Francis about it, he would like to hear from you at 838-3120. His address is 618 Davis Drive in Mount Vernon, Indiana, 47620. Again, Francis, thank you for being with us tonight. Also, our thanks to Lee Silin, motivational hypnotist, who was our first guest of the evening. And we didn't have our open phone lines, but we'll have them tomorrow night. We invite you to be here tomorrow evening, where we'll talk with some people from the Welburn Wellness Center, Gene Osborne and Dan Brown at 7 o'clock,